If Senator Harsdorf is successful, it will be the second time lawmakers have changed the Constitution to rein in a governor's veto power. In 1990, voters approved an amendment that ended the practice of rearranging individual letters from words in a bill to create new words, changing the purpose of legislation. Harsdorf says she wants to go a step further.
We would propose prohibiting the use of crossing out words in order to create new sentences.
She says Governor Doyle cobbled together words to boost education spending by creating sentences that gave the Department of Administration the power to transfer funds from one department to another. She and Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz have called Doyle's vetoes an alarming abuse of power. But Department of Administration Secretary Mark Marotta says the proposal to amend the Constitution is an admission that what Doyle did is legal.
I mean, this is clearly a recognition that this is a valid veto. It's curious that Senator Harsdorf and Senator Schultz and others, you know, weren't complaining when Governor Thompson was utilizing his veto authority in the same regard Governor Doyle now is.
Marotta says he welcomes a public debate on the scope of partial veto powers, but he says if the governor couldn't have used them the way he did, he would have had to veto the entire budget, stalling state government business for months. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.